Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Corey Pinkett, Baylor's Assistant Athletic Director for Character Formation. Pinkett came to Baylor this summer, and in this role, she oversees the development and enhancement of character formation programming for Baylor's more than 500 student-athletes, programming that's been described as a blueprint to preparing champions for life. Prior to joining Baylor, she served as Director of Leadership and Education for Women Leaders in College Sports and has previously worked at Kansas State and the University of Central Florida. She's passionate about developing individuals and empowering them to reach their potential, and she's with us today on the program. Corey, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, welcome to the program and welcome somewhat to Baylor. You know, you're only a few weeks into your time here at Baylor. You came here this summer to join the student athlete development team in Baylor Athletics. What's it been like for you? What stood out to you during your time at Baylor about the Baylor family and community?
Yeah, it's been hot. Is the first response, and I've told many people that. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, which is warm, but there's just a different type of heat here.
Sure.
So that adjustment in and of itself has been a change. But Baylor overall has been great. The people are amazing. I've really enjoyed being able to get to know our students, being able to get to know coaches in our athletic department, but also individuals across campus. We just have a wonderful community. Everybody has been so welcoming and so helpful that I feel Baylor could be a spot for several years that you can just get rooted in and planted in. And many of the people I've talked to have come here and haven't left. So there's something special about this place, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
You know, you said it's been hot since you got here. Obviously, the temperature, but also I don't know if you meant coming in hot because it's been busy since you got here. The athletic department is really about to unveil a pretty comprehensive character formation programming that we'll talk about during the course of the show. But since you've got here, take us a little bit inside what your priorities have been and what we mean when we're talking student-athlete development.
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100% on coming in and running, essentially, and having to do all of these different things as we build out our character formation programming. For me, it's been a lot of listening, a lot of observing, and really understanding not only Baylor and the overall Baylor culture, but also the needs of our student athletes. What are the specific needs that our Baylor student athletes have? And then what desires does our athletic department have as it relates to character formation, and how can we bring those things together? So a lot of my time here, I've been being a sponge the last couple of weeks, been very intentional about connecting with individuals across campus and starting to form some of those relationships and collaborations. Had several meetings the first few weeks with individuals in multicultural affairs, individuals in student life, just really trying to understand who Baylor is, what resources we have, and what are some ways that we can work together to provide these resources and skills and tools to our students. And then in addition to that, I can listen, but also have to do some work, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to start building the programming. And there were a few programs we had at the beginning of the year that we needed to execute on. So not only the learning piece, but also starting to put pen to paper and working with our team to create the programs and the different initiatives and events that we'll have for our student athletes in this area of character formation.
Now, Corey, we had Marcus Sedbury on the program in March, and he was talking about academic success, certainly on the field enough, but he talked a lot about developing this life skills, preparing champions for life in a number of different ways, which is what you're coming here to implement. But it's not just you. You've got a team that really, I think, shows that investment that Baylor's making.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I chose Baylor, because they're, even since I left UCF, 6 or 7 years ago now, which is a little crazy to think about, there are still very few schools that have multiple people devoted specifically to student-athlete development, life skills, and what we're calling character formation. So the opportunity to come here and work with a team to develop the student-athletes is just phenomenal. So we have our associate director, Quentin Jordan. He came to us from Conference USA and has done a lot of different leadership development programming nationally with the NCAA and some of their programs. But he also was highly involved in Conference SAC. SAC is a Student Athlete Advisory Committee for those that are unaware. And it's similar to an SGA or student government for student athletes, where they're truly the voice of our athletic department and our student athletes and its representatives from multiple different sports. So he's had experience with that at the conference level. It's one of his passion areas. And then he also started his career on campus and really developed this passion and this love for student athletes. So we're happy to have him on board and the different experiences that he brings. And then we have Fabiana Monte, who is originally from Brazil. She's a former student athlete, an international student athlete. She played basketball at Arkansas Tech University. And she just has a very unique journey of coming to the States, knowing no English, not only having to learn English, but having to perform in the classroom, and ended up being a first-generation college graduate with both her bachelor's and master's. So the experiences she brings are very relatable, not only to our student athletes, but specifically our international student athletes, and them being able to have an example and someone that they can ask questions to and that can talk them through that process and how they can also successfully navigate is truly special. And she's also had experiences in diversity and inclusion at her previous institution and had done an internship in student athlete development. So we thought she'd be a great fit for our coordinator role. So with her, Quentin and myself, we make our character formation team, and I'm just very honored and blessed to work with such quality people, and I'm excited for what we'll be able to do for our student athletes.
Let's talk about that elite programming now here at Baylor. Mac Rhodes has talked often in his 2 years here about preparing champions for life, and that character formation is an important part of that. So let's talk about what the work that's been done this summer and that started this fall building that robust character formation programming for student athletes. It's called Baylor Built. Mm-hmm. Be hearing more about that in the weeks ahead, but already it's underway. Take us inside that programming, how it was formed, and what it's going to look like for our student athletes.
Absolutely. The beauty is the formation process started long before I arrived and our team arrived, so it's fun to see the commitment that has already been put into character formation programming and our holistic well-being of our student athletes. While many departments have strategic plans that are 5 years out, maybe 5 to 8 years out, our athletic director, Mac Rhodes, said, let's look at what we need to do the next 1 to 2 years to really make a mark, to really move the needle, to do some special things. And as he was looking through those things, he came up with a variety of different strategic initiatives. One of those strategic initiatives was student athlete development. So focusing on student athlete development, what do we need to do within the next 2 years to move the needle and get our student athletes where they need to be? So there is a committee of 17 individuals that make up the Student Athlete Development Strategic Initiative Committee. There are representatives on this committee from a variety of different departments across campus. So it includes career professionals from campus, some of the campus marketing and developing individuals, or development and individuals. It also includes individuals from within our athletic department. So athletic trainers, coaches, our character formation team, mental health professionals. There's a variety of different pieces because our programming is looking at the holistic person. So we wanted to make sure we had good representation from different areas. So that whole group got together. They started meeting frequently in February of this year to talk about what core competencies, what skills, what tools do we want to ensure our Baylor student athletes have before they leave and graduate from the university. And then understanding that, another challenge from our athletic director was, how can we ensure our student athletes leave with a certain amount of hours in character formation? Because we want to be able to tell our parents and future students, if you come to Baylor, you will leave with X amount of character formation programming by the time you graduate. So this summer, after we finished the final focus groups in July, we started putting together the pieces to Baylor built and the Baylor blueprint, and were able to mold, if you will, the entire program and identify what our immediate actions would be this year, because rolling out the program in its entirety probably wouldn't have been the best for year one. But understanding, here's what we want to do year one, here's what we're going to do year two, and here's how we will continue to enhance the program. And it's so exciting to see it on paper and to see some of it already happening. I mean, we've had a few sessions and workshops that have already happened within the last couple of weeks since school started. So it's fun to see something go from idea and work through the process to now it's being executed and it's coming to fruition.
I think you used the term comprehensive, and it is that pretty impressive. From what I understand, student-athletes over 4 years take at least 48 hours of programming during their 4 years here. And you mentioned those core competencies. Let's run through those real quick. Career development, leadership development, personal skills, social responsibility, and community engagement.
Yes.
You know, just quickly with those, what do those mean and what will those look like for student-athletes?
Absolutely. I actually want to jump back to something you just said, because I think it's very, very important. You mentioned the comprehensive nature of the program. And in thinking about the five competencies and how all of this stuff works together, it's important to communicate that the programming is classification specific. Mm-hmm. So I don't want people to think they get all 48 hours in 1 year. That's not how it's designed. It's designed to be classification specific, giving you exactly what you need as a freshman and giving you exactly what you need as a sophomore, so that by the time you're a senior, you've gotten your 48 hours, 16 of which are community engagement, and you're now built and prepared and equipped for the next steps. The five competency areas are the areas that the committee identified as things our students need. Social responsibility, community engagement, all those things are important. And what's important to echo in addition is, while we have those five competency areas, spiritual growth is embedded in all of that. Mm-hmm. So we have our director of spiritual growth, and he's been doing a phenomenal job, John Maurer, with helping us as we're building this program think about how does spiritual growth weave into the programming and it not be something that's just off on the side. But it's something that is also included in everything that we're doing. And what does it look like to infuse spiritual growth into career development? And maybe it's looking at a calling versus a career. Or what does it look like to infuse spiritual growth into leadership development and looking at how we lead in a way that still pleases and honors Christ, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other piece of that is, as we look at these five areas, and I know we're going to dive into it a little bit more, but as we look at the five areas, our approach to the programming is focusing on what good looks like. So from our standpoint, if we can show you what good finances look like, when you see bad finances, it's easier to notice. Mm-hmm. Or if we can show you what good interviewing looks like, when when you do something in your interview or you see a bad interview, it's a lot more easy to notice. So in addition to how we're putting the programs together and what we're including in all of those different areas, coming from a very positive and proactive approach.
Yeah, talking to Corey Pinkett, and Corey, I thought it was interesting. You know, you mentioned classes that meet the students where they are in their school career. Maybe one example, I had a chance to talk to Marcus Sedbury, Baylor's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Success, and finances are maybe a good example of that. What you're going to teach a freshman about finances is different than perhaps a senior who's about to enter the job force.
Absolutely. So great example with the finances. Our freshmen are talking about the basics, right? So the basics of budgeting, the basics of saving, even how to write a check. You know, some people don't know how to do that, whereas your seniors are having conversations about life transitions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to know what insurance is and 401k and taxes, or maybe I want to purchase a car after I leave college, or I'm going to need to put down a deposit for my apartment. What do those things look like? And how do I navigate that process? So it is very tailored, because we understand the importance of meeting the students where they are and know that in order for the programming to have an impact, that piece and that component is important. Our students need to know the why. And how does it relate to me? And how could this help me? So as we do classification-specific programming, that is easily answered and identified. And it's things that they can be working on in that time, right? They don't have to be so far ahead or so far out of their immediate purview or their immediate perspective that they're like, oh, I don't need that right now, Corey. I'm not leaving school anytime soon. I don't need to talk about HR. But you do get a check, so we need to talk about budgeting, right? Mm-hmm. Or you are going to plan to go home to visit your family on the breaks. So we want to make sure you have enough money to do that.
How will student-athletes take these classes? How will they fit into their schedule? And then workshops, not classes.
Yeah.
How will these workshops that students take in these five core competency areas, how will they fit into their schedules, and who will lead those?
Great question. That was one of our big decisions as we were looking at the time demands on our students and wanting to make sure we're providing this programming that's equipping them but also isn't sucking all of their free time. So in our focus groups with the student athletes and coaches, it was identified that off season was the best time to schedule these programs. And the model we've come up with is providing programming in the off season. So our spring sports would do their programming in the fall. Our fall sports would do their programming in the summer, because most of our fall sports are here in the summer training and preparing for their fall. And then in the spring, our focus would be on some of the one-on-one career coaching that we'll provide and some of the other career opportunities to be very intentional about helping each of our student athletes navigate the process and their journey where they are. So we're focusing on off-season. It'll be a combination of programs, workshops. Our freshmen's programming is all built into the first-year class. So all of their character formation programs is a class period. It's not an additional hour on their schedule. So that works out really, really well. And then in addition to that, some of the programming will have required participation. So back to the 48 hours that the student athletes will be able to get, that is our required participation programming. But there are things like the leadership retreat or our leadership institute or the job shadow day that don't count towards required programming. So it wouldn't count towards those hours as additional things that the student athletes could do. So there's some core pieces that we know they're going to get and it'll be done in their off season. And there are some other things that happen throughout the year that they could participate in that don't necessarily count toward those hours, but are available for them if they choose to participate.
And from what I understand, too, at social responsibility, community engagement areas, there's a service component embedded in that they will do a certain number of service hours.
Yes, absolutely. One of the big pushes is, what are we doing outside of ourselves, right? What are we doing for our Waco community as a reach out and a service? And it came from Mac, our athletic director, and essentially each student athlete will be required to commit and complete 4 hours of community engagement every year. So you have 16 hours of community engagement at minimum by the time you graduate and leave Baylor. And most of our teams do way more than that, if we're honest. Mm-hmm. But we thought it was important to use that as a way to reinforce how committed we should be to doing something for other folks and to serving others and being able to do that, whether it's individual or if it's part of a team event or if it's something we're doing as an athletic department as a whole. That piece is really important, and that 16 hours is part of that 48.
We are visiting with Corey Pinkett, Baylor's Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development. And Corey, time is flying. We've just got a couple more moments here on the program, but I wanted to ask you, how does what you're seeing here being developed at Baylor, this Baylor-built programming, compare to what you've seen elsewhere? Is this something that's unique here at Baylor?
There are a lot of programs across the nation that are doing very special things. And I was at Kansas State and UCF before this, so I know how awesome some of the different programs across the nation are. One of the things I noticed in researching other programs is that there are programs that focus on maybe one or two of these areas and do them at a very, very high level. So they may choose to focus on career and do career at a very high level, or focus on leadership and community engagement and do those at a very high level. But I've found very few that have chosen to focus on these specific five areas and also do these specific five areas at a high level. And then when you talk about being able to weave in the spiritual growth component, I think the five areas, operating the way we're planning to operate and weaving in spiritual growth, is what sets us apart and is what positions us to do something very special and very unique for the student athletes that come to Baylor and choose to be a part of our Baylor athletics family.
You know, and Corey, we've talked about this, that idea of, you know, we've heard the, you know, the mission, preparing champions mm-hmm. for life. I've heard this described as a roadmap to that, to creating Baylor-built student athletes. Mm-hmm. In your experience leading here, and this will be a final question, what is going to be most important in terms of implementing this with our student athletes and really just the input and buy-in from the whole Baylor family? What factors are most important in making sure that this is a success for our student athletes?
The big thing is buy-in. And getting everyone on the same page and understanding that character formation by itself is not the only department or the only entity that contributes to our student athletes being Baylor built. And it's a few different areas, both within our athletics department and on campus, that have to work together to ensure our student athletes are prepared and built and ready for their transition into whatever happens after Baylor. So we can put together the programming, but in order for this to be a success, it's important that all of us are working together and working collaboratively and in partnership with each other to execute our ideas and to execute the programming for the student athletes that will equip and prepare them to be champions for life.
That's great. Well, Corey, looking forward to seeing more about this in the weeks and months ahead. And thank you for coming on the program. You know, I think you're far and away. You've been here at Baylor just a few weeks
yes.
and already getting thrown into the interview fire right away. I don't think anyone else has had to make that jump so quickly, but it was great to have you on here.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to my time at Baylor.
Corey Pinkett, Baylor's Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, our guest today on Baylor Connections. Reminder, you can hear this and other Connections programs online at baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.